Hello, everybody. It's great to be on the Virtual Light broadcast again. I'm an astrologer. My name is Alison Chester Lambert, and I'm here to talk to you about the astrological outlook for the month of September. Well, first of all, we start September with the Sun in Virgo. Now, I always say this at the beginning of every month, the Sun is in Virgo. And I wonder if that is fully understood. I wonder if people just think, well, yeah, that only applies to people who were born when the Sun is in Virgo. And I just want to explain that actually the Sun represents the masculine or yang or fire energy of the cosmos. So it's the outward-going masculine force. And wherever the Sun is in the sky around us, whichever zodiac sign or part of the sky it's in, it's as if the Sun is wearing those colours, those attributes, those talents, those clothes. So when I say the Sun is in Virgo, what I'm saying is that the masculine yang force of the cosmos is currently in a feminine earth sign, Virgo. Now, as the Sun is a masculine planet, then you can understand that the Sun is never too happy to be put in the Virgo box with all of that earthy attention to detail, preparation, service to others. The Sun is like, ugh, really doesn't want to do this. but there we go. The Sun has just come out of Leo, of course, where it's really enjoyed itself. So, you know, there has to be some discipline sometimes. You know, we just have to. Anyway, what that means for us is that the overall yang force or masculine energy for the month of September, well, actually the first 3 weeks, because the Sun always changes sign a week before the end of our month. But anyway, for most of the month, it means that the stimulation, the forward energy, that, you know, that leaping out of the box fire energy is actually forced into preparation. Virgo's big thing is preparation, right? So it means there's a lot of energy for the simple things. So preparation, I always see preparation for the new season. This is the time of year when everybody's packing up their barbecue and cleaning out their pools and whatever else. In England, we're harvesting and bottling and potting and jamming and freezing and preparing for the winter, preparing for the feasts of winter. So I always see this as Virgo as really helping this situation along, which is great stuff. But anyway, Virgo also means things like criticism and guilt, the two sides of the argument. And I guess, you know, this is the time when we consider our health. Virgo is about health. And so this is the time you book your dentist and you realise that you need to start yoga classes again. And perhaps we ought to be getting out the old gym stuff, you know, that kind of thing. So the force is for that, if you see what I mean. So never wrong, really, to go along with the Sun. You know, the Sun is the centre. The Sun represents the spiritual centre of our dimension, our cosmos, our universe, our oneverse. So always a good idea to fall in line with that one. Back to some detail in September. So we start out actually with a full moon in Pisces, which is the opposite sign to Virgo. This axis of Virgo and Pisces, these two opposite signs, really do represent health. I just said that earlier, but really think health. And it's not just about health, it's about well-being, good health and purifying. Both of these signs want to purify. So this needs to be sort of thought about. So, you know, whatever you want, in whichever way you want to interpret that. But certainly I have never yet met a client who hasn't booked a dentist appointment when the Sun is in Virgo. So I think this full moon with the Virgo Pisces axis accentuated like this, there's a few people will be booking their dental appointments and booking their yoga classes and their meditation classes, because of the purifying that goes on when we do that. We feel good. Oh, that's better. Oh, I've done my teeth now. I feel much better. And there will be the echo of guilt and redemption. To be honest with you, this full moon is a very quiet affair. It doesn't really kind of kick off. It doesn't really announce itself. It's all in the feminine energy. So it tends to be a sign that a time when everything is more muted. So that's probably good. Yeah, we get enough excitement this year. Anyway, moving on and looking at something else now. So the asteroid Juno. So Juno has been in the part of the sky called Libra all year, going backwards and forwards in the same part of the sky. And it's interesting for me to note that while it has been doing that, there have been lockdowns. And one of the big stories in the UK and possibly worldwide is the amount of domestic abuse that happened because poor, wretched women who are controlled or dominated by partners were locked in to their apartments, flats, houses, with these men who obviously must have been frustrated, angry. And so it really increased the amount of domestic abuse that women suffered, not just the existing relationships, which were filled with abuse, which intensified, new ones erupted as well. When I think about Juno representing power struggles and violence at one end of the relating continuum, and then also representing at the other end of the relating continuum, sex, love and marriage, when you think about Juno as representing both ends of those, then we can see that if we put Juno in Libra, which is the sign of relating, and sometimes that can get a bit combative too, then we have a time when there is a coincidence between the lockdown and the amount of relating abuse that has been happening. So which is a shame. I don't want to think of it as producing that, but there is no doubt from the figures coming out and the charities that this has very much been a feature of this year. Anyway, moving on to the 5th and 6th of September, we have a Saturn square to Juno jargon. I'll explain what that means. It means Saturn, which is a planet which represents testing and hardship. It means that Saturn is squeezing the Juno of our dimension, so the relationships of our dimension. And it means that they're being forced into a situation where Saturn is demanding with a very piercing and forceful energy, demanding that we take a hard look at our relating, that we will be forced into a corner and we'll have to take an action we didn't want to take or see something we didn't want to see. So this is kind of going to make September stand out, this forced look at relating and relationships. Now, it doesn't always have to be negative. The planets can be flipped over, so you can get the positive or you can get the negative of the same meaning. So it could be that you get a very intense look at a relationship you're in and you're very happy with it and you feel filled with the joy of the love and the passion. Great if that's what's happening to you. If it's not, then at least I've explained what it is that the cosmos is demanding of you when it comes to trying to find an explanation for the fact that it's firing off all the time. What is it that you're meant to look at? Well, I've got a sort of an antidote or a remedy for this, if this is okay. And it's something to do with the fact that Juno is now moving into new territory. So instead of going backwards and forwards over the old ground, Juno is actually starting out to continue a journey around the Earth rather than just staying in the same place. So new territory. This, as far as I am concerned, indicates try something new. Take new territory in the relationship. Don't keep staying in that hamster wheel going round and round. do something new. And there are loads of things that you could do here. I mean, you know, you could try having nights out either together or apart. You could take on some new aspect of meaning in the relationship. You work it out. But if I were you, I would go for something new. Now, this all gets exacerbated on the 12th and the 13th of September, or around that time. Now, what you will notice when you look at your calendar is we're talking weekends here. So we're talking 5th, 6th is a weekend, 12th, 13th is a weekend. This is all going to come out in weekends. So what happens on the 12th, 13th is Mars also gets into an antagonistic relationship with Juno. So what this does is it forces a stimulation. Mars represents the forceful fire energy that we live in. And so there is, it stimulates a combative or combustible atmosphere. Now, this is a kind of a make or break, really. Some relationships, if they weren't meant to be, may well fall apart at this time. Other relationships will make that breakthrough into a new understanding, which forges a new way of existing together. And that's no bad thing. So when I say make or break, I really mean that. It will make or break the relationship. So lots of opportunities there to examine our relationships and check that they're very healthy and in growth before we head into the winter season. Okay, so the new moon in Virgo is on the 17th of Virgo, and this is probably the most practical day of the year. They don't get any more practical than this. This new moon is actually trine Saturn. This is so much earth. This is all about cleaning, maintenance, preparing for the new season, doing your tax accounts, anything that's practical, that get it out of the box and do it on the 17th. You'll be using that energy perfectly. Okay, and as we head towards the end of September, then we get Mars square Saturn. Okay, so what this means is that there is a drain on the energy resources of our cosmos, universe, dimension, our lives. So you might find that whilst energy is required, it's hard to find it because it's as if this lead weight is holding back the fiery rocket of enthusiasm and adrenaline, which might make things a bit hard. What it tends to do is mean that we see what we ought to do and then we think, I don't think I can do that. Or something gets in the way. Something stops us and we're forced to sit down. And I really wanted to do such and such and you can't. So it's this drain of energy. Aside from that, this is as I said right at the beginning of this year, this is one amazing year. This is one year that nobody will ever forget. And yes, we just have to keep going in it. There is loads of opportunity. It's not all about doom and gloom. It is about growth, but it's about the right sort of growth. It is about the rise of the feminine. And that was never going to be the pink Barbie doll thing that, you know, some people might have thought. The feminine is an energy that needs to be understood, and we need to reacclimatize to bringing things in. So it's about deglobalizing and relocalizing. Keep saying this to yourself. Deglobalize, relocalize. This is what it's all about. Ultimately, this is the end goal. So don't forget that, and you'll be heading in the right direction. I wish you a fabulous September. I truly do. And if you need any help with anything, if you feel like a reading would sort a few things out, but in my experience, it always sorts everything out, then do get hold of me. You can find me online, Alison Chester Lambert. I love to talk to you. We can have a great time over a cup of coffee on Skype. How wonderful would that be? In the meantime, namaste. It's been fabulous to talk to you. Thank you so much for having me here. Thank you. Thank you for watching, because that means that Steve will keep me on. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you next month. Thanks. Bye.
Fantastic. Thank you, Allison. I just have to tell you a couple things about that. Number one, 17th, she talked about the 17th. That's when we start Lightmaster. That's our first Lightmaster class is on the 17th. So without realizing it, the group kind of put us into that mood. And I also just want to tell you just briefly about Allison. Allison is quite a lady, I will tell you. She does psychological astrology. So she's got expertise in many different areas that comes together. She also works on BBC, the rather large network in the UK. And she's an astrologer that comes on this program, and I got to see it the other day. It's fascinating. She does the astrology for all these political figures in different places throughout the world. It's absolutely fascinating. If you get a chance, check it out. Allison Chester Lambert. We'll be back in just a moment with more of the questions and answers that you've been sending in. We'll try to work through those. And Barbara's got a little message for you. Give us just a moment. We'll be right back. In the meantime, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Lightmaster.